K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University, coming to you on this Friday evening. Of course, it's postcast, K-State women's soccer ahead of football game here. Not here, but out there in Arizona as K-State football gets ready to take on the other Wildcats, the Arizona Wildcats. And when this comes out, tomorrow or sometime this weekend, because there's not going to be nothing going on between KCF Athletics this weekend, so we're going to I'm going to have the opportunity to get all these postcasts out. We're going to know what happened in Tucson. Hot-ass Tucson. It's hot in Kansas City, Missouri. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. This is for some of this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. Of course, we're still on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. We'll be coming at you with these postcasts throughout the weekend because there's nothing going on, including the reaction edition of the battle. The Wildcats will come out in the back end of the weekend. Women's soccer postcast. K-State bounced back, following their first loss of the season on senior night last night, on Thursday night, honoring Paige Dixon, Andrea Moeller, and Kalana Garrett in a 3-1 win, rewarding the only three seniors. Imagine that, folks. I'll get to my point in a second. 3-1, K-State over Colorado College on Thursday night, and with only three seniors on this team. If you want to call it head coach Colin Corbin's first class, you want to call it that. We haven't had too many seniors. It's been a young rotating roster when it comes to the NIL and transfer portal. When Mike DeBeanie, who started off this program, well, really lately, the last two, three seasons, we've seen this roster get younger and younger, and not too many seniors. So, and we know Andrea Moeller scored a goal early on in the season there as well. So, only three seniors last night, man. Hey, a goal for each one of them. as K-State beats Colorado College there, got the scoring started off right in the 19th minute there. Allison Marshall knocks it down again. Let's take a look at the box score here real quick for a minute here on this podcast. Yeah, K-State jumped on Colorado College 2-0 here in the game. Allison Marshall getting her second goal of the season there in the 19th minute. And then, well, Andrea Moeller, one of the lone seniors on this team, well, I guess I wasn't kidding, got a goal on her senior night there in the 26th minute there, which should be her second goal there. Maybe that was an assist that Moeller did early on in the season. Maybe I'm reading that wrong, but Andrea Moeller getting her first goal, and then it was 3-0 in early goal in the second half there in the 55th minute, man, I cannot talk, by Rylan Runtao, second goal of her of the season there, made it 3-0, and take a wild guess who had the assist there, no other than Hannah Palmer with the assist right there, which has to be either fourth or fifth assist of the season, and then a late goal there in the 75th minute by Jessica Anderson of Colorado College there, as Colorado College avoided the shutout in Buser Family Park last night as K-State took care of Colorado College 3-1. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Colorado College now 3-3-2 on the season. K-State now, this was their last, by the way, K-State Nation, this was a Lady Cats last non-con game before we get in the weeds here with conference play for the first time with head coach Corbin and his soccer team with Colorado coming up very soon. 3-1 score of the ball game last night there as well there. Yeah, this was the first meeting, obviously, because never heard of Colorado College before. obviously, we know the Colorado's the Colorado States, but Colorado College, first meeting of the series, obviously, there. And interesting enough, head coach Corbin now is 3-1-1 now against Colorado College. So she's played against Colorado College and coached against Colorado College there as well. So find that interesting there as well. The Wildcats now move up 4-1-1 all time against the Mountain West Conference there. And K-State now ending this non-con, winning 5 straight home matches against non-conference opponents there as well. We're continuing to put it down there as well. Going to the stats there. Going back, I'm circling back to Hannah Palmer. Has registered now in the notes 1 point in 5 matches this year for the Kansas State soccer team. She has been what I call Terrence Sides of the basketball team, women's basketball team, which that will be coming up very shortly, right? But in this, the soccer instance here, Hannah Palmer has been a factor pretty much every game. Hannah Palmer now, looking down on this other bullet point here, 10 points here in 25 so far through the non-con, tied for first in program history for a sophomore, and tied for fifth in K-State program history for a single season there as well. And yes, I was right. It's exactly 4. I knew it was like 4 or 5 for Hannah Palmer. So 4 assists on the season, or a career high for Hannah Palmer. Allison Marshall is now 8th in K-State program history for goals in a single season, scoring her 3rd of the season there as well. They're all the game stats were one off. See what's going on here? And Andrea Moeller, one of the 3 seniors, had a big night last night, rewarding herself a goal on her senior night. 4 goals in her K-State career. She is 9th in the rankings there as well. Maddie Sibling now, 4th, the goalkeeper for K-State, the magnificent goalkeeper for K-State. 4th in school history now with career wins with 5, as she's helped her team now, along with the rest of the teammates, Hannah Palmer, Andrea Moeller, Allison Marshall and company now, sitting now, I have not mentioned this yet, 5 record for K-State women's soccer now, after last night, Thursday night, 5-1, loss and 1 tie. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, about to wrap this thing up here with final notes here. Oh, excuse me, from head coach Corbin on the seniors there as well. And that, well, we're actually going to get to that. Actually, I'm going to start with the conference from her, and then of course we'll kind of put a bow on this senior night episode of this podcast. She talks about first, I'm doing this out of order. She talks about going to Big 12 conference play, obviously. Quote from head coach Colin Corbin, "It's the winningest conference in the country right now, so everyone is doing well, which is great for us, but also it's going to pose some pretty hefty problems for us down the road. So just continuing to build confidence and gain momentum, being 5-1-1 at the end of non-conference play. I think everyone's really pleased with that, and I think they also know that they have the capacity to win games, and we just have to assert ourselves to play the way we want to play and not take breaks again in our mentality and in our identity. But there are some really awesome teams in this conference, she's gonna find that out, that are going to give us problems, and we just have to have the right mentality to continue to approach those things in a positive way. I don't have the time to pull up the Big 12 standings right now for soccer. I'm gonna have to do that probably more than likely next week, as well as their first opponent is Colorado, which I'm gonna fast forward this, by the way. Colorado, September 18th, next Thursday. That is, I believe, that's a road game. In Boulder, Colorado, Thursday, 8 o'clock Central Time on ESPN Plus there as well. So there's that. I'm going to skip what Coach Colling said about the series. I'm going to actually kick it off, end it with Andrea Moeller here on the podcast there as well. And before I end it with a quote here from Andrea here, Alex said something, again, fresh content on Podbean, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Apostles Podcast. Once again, that's G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Apostles Podcast, for more coverage of your K-State Wildcats. 2 episodes now going into the weekend. Of course, the other one was from last week because I did not post that episode before the Army debacle at home with the K-State football team. But yeah, Alex said something obviously there. You gotta kind of celebrate the good even more, right? Because he's talking about, you know, I'm summarizing this. You can listen to the full episode now on Podbean app. Download the Podbean app first and then type in the letters like I just told you. But yeah, he said, take it all in right now because they're going to go in ups and downs and who knows what's going to happen in conference play. They could lose all the games. I ain't going to go that far yet. I'm not going to go that far yet. Coach Corbin right there said, we know it. This team, this program has been the bottom feeder of the soccer league. At least the Big 12 anyways. Since the program existed. And Coach Corbin was brought in here, and I have said this over and over, the next steps for this program is to get out of the basement and be, kind of work your way towards the middle. I'm not saying to win the Big 12 conference. Not saying that. Nope. I'm not going to say that. I'm saying building blocks, right? It takes some time there with this team, and I'm definitely fast to see how they're going to do in the conference play. Because they have the defense was not my concern. A concern that I've said pretty much all summer long, and I've said it in spurts here in the fall so far, that the offense, if you can get goals, especially those goals early in the first half to set a tone for your team, that can go a long way winning some more soccer games. For sure. So I'm not going to go that far yet. We're going to have to see. I'm going to give it maybe first two, three games of conference play. We'll see how all this shakes out with Colorado next Thursday on the road. But Indians podcast, postcast, 3-1 over Colorado College last night with the K-State Women's soccer team. Andrea Moeller, who scored one of those goals, a senior, right? Saying, quote, the perfect way to celebrate it in scoring a goal meant a lot on the first penalty kick. A lot of the girls were like, take it, and I was like, no, and obviously we got the second one, and the girls wanted me to take the first one, so I'll take it, so scoring that means a lot to me, end quote there, and then, of course, I'm going to skip here and say, quote, the vibe of this team from Andrea Moeller, who scored one of the three goals last night in the senior night win for K-State women's soccer, quote, oh man, it's literally a dream, especially compared to where we were and where we are at now. I could have imagine a better start to the season and really excited to see what we can do in conference, end quote right there. See, that's what, see, Andrea Moeller, I think you listened to this podcast. I just said those words and then to read that quote. So yeah, we got to see what happens first. And I'm very intrigued to see how well Coach Corbin and this soccer team can compete. That's the thing. You know, you've been in the bottom of the basement since this program started, and it is time to make a big statement next Thursday on the road against a good Colorado team. Again, I don't have the standings in front of me right now, but very fascinated to see how that shakes out. So the next time the K-State women's soccer team rolls out, it will be Big 12 conference play next Thursday against Colorado. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Remember, she has to record K-State content again. Download the Podbean app as well if you want to listen to more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. I am recording this on Thursday night ahead of kickoff of the Battle of the Wildcats out in Tucson, Arizona. K-State football needs to wake the hell up and start winning some football games. It starts tonight. And I got to stay up and hopefully not watch a abysmal performance. We'll have to see about that. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER number 3 EDDID Positives podcast. That's again GRIER number 3 EDDID Positives podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K State fan, student, alumni, new student about the Purple Project podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a hot, humid, fake fall out of the way for right now. Summer's back here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It's K-State winners. K-State ladies soccer winners last night on senior night, 3-1 over Colorado College. Go Cats.